Blog Talk Radio. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy.
Praise the Lord, the song went on, but we're going to go for it. Praise the Lord. We thank you so much for being on this broadcast this afternoon. We greet you, each of you, in the matchless, awesome, magnificent name of Jesus. We sincerely appreciate your sweet fellowship and tremendous support. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection. I am your host for today, Sister Ruby Larry. Our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, will be back Sunday morning for early morning prayer at 7 a.m. our time. And now, A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their life, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundation scripture, which you can find it in the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Join us daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, CST at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturday, They Overcame with host Minister Billy Burns at 5 a.m. Pacific Time. And early Sunday morning prayer is at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. We appreciate your support. Our call-in number is area code 1-858-683-1334. Please email us at newdestinyministries@54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also visit us on the Facebook and like our ministry page and our website, and it's www.newdestinyministry.com. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. Okay, we go let it all, and we thank each and every one of y'all for being on. We have a dynamic prophet on today, and we're going to do all the formalities, and we're going to get it and let Prophet Michael Davis from Oakland, California, and he's been in here so many times, and y'all have heard him preach and teach and prophesy and say what does say the Lord say. So with no further ado, I'm going to turn it over to him and ask him to open up with prayer and go forth as the Lord has instructed him. Man of God, it's on you.
God bless you all. Thank you for being here today. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it and be glad. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we humble ourselves and we come before you because your throne is almighty. All power is in your hand. All might is in your hand. We reverence you today, Lord, as being our God and our King and our supplier of everything. We admit and confess we can do nothing without you. Holy Spirit, we yield completely to you right now in the authority of the name of Jesus. Let no flesh glory in your presence. You will not share your glory with another. Father, help me to do your will on today. Not my will, but thy will be done. These are your people. They have needs. Open their hearts that they might not only hear your word, but receive your word. And let it fall on good ground, Father, I ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Loose shackles off of their mind. Loose chains of bondage from off of their feet and from around their neck. Let the anointing come forth with a power and authority from heaven. We apply the blood of Jesus over our lives. We apply the blood of Jesus over your word. Father, let your word be spoken in truth, in wisdom, in understanding, and authority. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, we put you on notice. We bind you. We cast you out. We command you to go from the homes and lives of the people now in the authority of the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite you in. We loose you, Holy Spirit, to have your way, to have free course. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. And Father, there are those who need answers today. Let it be that you will speak something through me that will give them the answer they need to confirm or to give them direction and guidance so that they will not be confused or deceived by the enemy. And Father, I thank you for this. I thank you for your presence resting mightily upon us because we need you. And Father, I can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. I can't do anything without your help. I am desperate for you. I am desperate for you. I seek you. My heart panteth for you, Lord, as the deer panteth after the water brook. Oh, Lord God, without you, I am nothing. I confess that. There's no good thing that dwelleth in me except your Holy Spirit. Now I give you the glory that belongs to you. I give you the honor that belongs to you. And I give you all the praise that is due your holy name. I magnify you in Jesus' holy name. And I thank you in advance. We thank you for in advance for what you're going to do and what you're going to speak. Let the gift of prophecy, let the anointing of prophecy, let the mantle of prophecy rest upon me that I might do your work and do your will as you have foreordained, preordained, even before the world began. And I thank you for that, Father. Now in Jesus' name, loose the host of angels. Let them be encamped around us so that we will hear and obey your instructions and your word. Father, I thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. My God from heaven. When I was on Wednesday, the Lord had given me a scripture in Psalms, and I'm going to start there regarding favor with God is better. Glory to God. Psalms chapter 5, verse 12. I had begun to explain in Psalms chapter 5, verse 12, how favor surrounds us as a shield. And glory to God, this is the scripture that I had came out of, and we're going to begin here and then move forward. Glory to God. Father, thank you for a teaching anointing in Jesus' name. It says here, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. The first thing God is acknowledging and making clear is that the blessing belongs to the righteous, not the wicked. It says, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. The righteous has benefits. Because his righteousness is not in himself. His righteousness is in Christ. It means it's a joint relationship. It means there's a covenant there with you and with the righteousness of Christ, saying, I agree to be righteous according to your will, according to your word. I agree to be righteous. according to your way. I agree to be righteous according to the righteousness that you have set forth in your word. I come into agreement with that, Lord, not only with my mouth, but with my heart and with my deeds and with my actions. I come into agreement with what you establish as being the righteous standard for my life. And God is saying by doing so, he will bless you. My God from heaven. It's a covenant. It's a promise. It's a declaration. It's God's word, and it cannot be changed, and it will not be altered. And after that, the B part of that 12th verse says, with favor. Now he establishes how he's going to bless you. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. The first thing God is going to do to bless his people is to establish them with favor, because favor is better than money. Favor opens doors that no man can close. Favor causes abundance to come into your life. Favor will do things with men. In other words, you could be in a situation and God can put favor on your life, and the person can say, well, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just feel compelled to either give you this contract or allow or hire you or to allow this to happen because I'm the decision maker. I feel compelled to do this. God's favor will compass you as with a shield. It will protect you from loss. It will protect you from hurt. It will protect you from damage. It will protect you from the destruction of the enemy. Glory to God. A shield is a defensive weapon that protects you from the onslaught and the attacks of Satan. It's a defensive weapon that shields you and protects you and keeps you protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. God is saying, I will surround the righteous with favor as a shield. In other words, wherever you go, the favor of God will be upon your life. And doors, unsuspecting doors, supernatural doors will be open unto you because of the favor of the Lord, because you have set yourself in agreement with God to do things his way according to his righteousness. The Bible declares in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Some of the things that will be added unto you in the package deal or in your benefit package is favor. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Deuteronomy 33 and verse 1 and verse 23. Deuteronomy 33. My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give you the honor. Give you the praise. My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 33. This is actually the declaration. This is the declaration that Moses, by the authority of God, by the authority of heaven, pronounced over the 12 tribes, or the 12 sons, glory to God, of Israel. Glory to God. This is the declaration that he prophesied, if you will, the blessing that he spoke over the 12 tribes of Israel. We're going to look at verse 1 and then go to verse 23, because there's a specific blessing that he declared over the tribes of Israel, and you can use this verse to pray over your own lives. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 33, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. The authority to bless is only in who God says he gives the authority to bless to. Everyone doesn't have the authority to bless, because if that was the case, there were 72 other elders that God had put Moses' spirit upon. But God did not give them the authority to bless the 12 tribes. He only gave it to Moses, who was the leader. Everybody that claims they have authority to bless, that's not true. The authority to bless only comes from God's choice, because it's God's blessing, not man's blessing. And man cannot give away God's blessing unless he has been given the authority from God to do so. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So here we see in Scripture that Moses, ordained of God, even before the world began, pronounced a prophetic blessing on a particular tribe. It was 12 tribes, but favor was only pronounced on one tribe. Verse 23 gives us that understanding and clarity. In verse 23 it says, "And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor," my God from heaven, "O Naphtali, satisfied with favor." What does satisfied mean? That means you're full. When you eat a meal and you've eaten to your delight, in other words, you've eaten everything you wanted to eat, you sit back and say, my stomach is satisfied. My stomach is full. That's another word for fullness, or being full, is satisfied. He stipulated in the blessing that Naphtali was full with favor, or satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord. My God from heaven, the word of God confirmed itself. He says here, glory, my God, I'm feeling the anointing beginning to be released in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, full of favor, and full with blessings. Now, is favor different than blessings? That's a question that we need to answer. Is favor different than blessings? Favor is the door to the blessings, because you cannot get the blessing without the favor first. Look at the order that God has structured his word in. The first thing Moses pronounced, now this was a prophetic utterance. You have to understand, Moses was not just talking. This was a prophetic utterance that came from the Holy Ghost through Moses to the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. And regarding Naphtali, you have to look at the order in which God speaks to understand what he's declaring to you. Glory to God. So he says, and of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor. The first thing he stipulates is you're going to be full of favor. Why? Because favor is the door that opens the blessing to you. My God from heaven. Favor has to precede you. Favor has to come first so that the blessings can succeed favor. Glory to God. Favor is the general. Blessings are obedient to favor, because wherever favor goes, the blessing must follow. Give God the glory. My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. So he says here in verse 23, and of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, or full of favor, and full with the blessing of the Lord. So you see the conjunction word and. The conjunction means they work together, but one is first, and then the other succeeds it or follows it. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God from heaven. I feel the teaching anointing kicking in. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because I can't do this without you. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And then it says here, and then he gives them instruction. Under a prophetic, this is a prophecy. This is a prophetic utterance. This is a declaration from God through Moses to this man who is the head of the tribe. This is Naphtali, who is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. So he's saying here, and look at part B. After he stipulates you're going to be full with favor, and you can declare this over your life. You're going to be full with favor, or satisfied with favor, and full with the blessing. That's another thing about God. He don't have to do anything. God doesn't have to do nothing. God doesn't give you a half a cup. He fills your cup to its overflowing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we see he says you're full with the blessing of the Lord. And then he stipulates here after the colon, he says, possess thou the west. Now he gives him instruction on what the blessing encompasses. He gives him a specific instruction. When God gives you favor, it opens the door to the blessing. The blessing carries specific instructions. It's not a general blessing. No. It's not general. The enemy is general. He'll come with deception in general. But God is specific. When God gives you a blessing, he will indicate to you what that blessing is for and what it is to represent. Mm-hmm. So we see favor coming first. We see the blessing succeeding favor. Then we see instruction with the blessing, because God is not just going to give you a blessing and say, well, do what you want. No, the blessing is from the Lord, and it's for his glory. It's for his purpose. There has to be a declaration or instruction with the blessing so that God gets all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. And the instruction is, go, well, possess thou the west and the south. He gives him a specific location of territory that he wants him to possess. If God doesn't tell you to go and possess that territory, the favor and the blessing of God cannot be on it. God doesn't set up churches and they close down. It's not in the Bible. Therefore, when God says go and do something, first favor is on it, the blessing succeeds it or follows it, then the instruction of the location and of the territory is then supported by the favor and the blessing, because that's the area or that's the specificity of what God is telling you to do that the blessing represents, and the favor will be on it, and it cannot fail. When people tell me churches are closing, I say, well, God didn't do it. God doesn't build something and then let it come to a loss, because when his favor goes forth, it's for a purpose, and it's to fulfill or satisfy a decree that he has established in the land. God is taking territory. He's a real estate broker. He comes to take territory. Why? For his kingdom. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the great I Am. Glory to God. God wants to take territory. Glory to God. God wants to take territory in the media. God wants to take territory in the area of radio, as he's doing now, over the phone waves, over the airwaves. Glory to God. And through multimedia. Glory to God. And through mega media, which is the theaters and the movie industry. God wants to take the territory because it's his. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and them that dwell therein, all the silver and all the gold. It belongs to God. The cattle on a thousand hill, it belongs to the Lord. Glory to God. God is strategically pouring out favor in this season. Why? Because he wants to release the blessing. What will the blessing do? It will give you your territory so that you can go and take back what the devil has stolen. Give God the glory.
Amen.
My God, from glory. So God is taking territory. He's giving specific instruction. He's giving specific locations because he wants that territory under his authority. And when the favor is upon it and the blessing is upon it, then he can do his work, because God's favor goes before you and the blessing succeeds you so that you can accomplish the task and not struggle. But when favor is there, no devil can hinder it. No devil can stop it. The devil must bow to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He's a defeated foe. Glory to God. Let us remember, saints, the enemy has already been defeated. We are simply reminding him, devil, you're defeated. Because he has a short memory. He has amnesia. Uh-huh. He forgets all the time. That's why he forgot what he did in heaven. When iniquity was found in him, he was kicked out of his place. Jesus didn't even do it. He wasn't that important. Jesus didn't do it. He wasn't that important. God didn't do it. He wasn't that important. The Holy Spirit didn't kick him out of heaven. He wasn't that important. He sent Michael. He said, let me go send Michael, an archangel, to remove him out of his place and cast him down to earth. My God, where it is the footstool of God. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. So we see that God, when he speaks a prophetic word, and when he grants favor, the favor comes first, the blessing follows, and then God will give specific instruction of what the blessing is for. Glory to God. Let's go to Psalms 30. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 30. My God, he cut so Malte Rosso Kudo Turima. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, Lord. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. My God, my God, my God. Oh, I bless your name, Lord. I bless your name. Psalms 30 and verse 4 through 6. Ah, la boshata. Oh, God, you're good. Psalms 30, verse 4 through 6. And it reads on this wise. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Now, the first thing you have to remember is that Jesus loves praise. He loves you to sing unto him. Start in the morning singing, even if you can't sing. Start singing to the Lord. If you don't know a song, sing along with a song. Just start singing unto the Lord, O ye his saints, and then begin to thank him. This is how we're going to see things turn around. This is how we're going to provoke God to go. We're going to entreat God, not provoke God. We're going to entreat God for his favor, and you will see how this works. You sing unto the Lord. You give thanks unto the Lord in remembrance of his holiness, at the remembrance of his holiness, which means who he is. God is holy. He's perfect. He's righteous. There's no sin in him. There's no darkness at all in him. Everything he does is perfect. Everything he does is right. Glory to God. You begin to sing unto the Lord. Give thanks unto him at the remembrance of his holiness. And what's going to happen? Verse 5. For his anger endureth but for a moment. Sometimes God says, I chastise those that I love. It's simply to bring correction to you. Glory to God. It's simply to bring you back into his will, or to bring you to the place where he wants you to be. Sometimes we can be a little stubborn, and God has to get our attention his way. But then this is what he says as you sing and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Then he says, for his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. In his favor is life. What that means is this. In his favor is prosperity. After God has corrected you, after God has gotten you back on the track that he wants you on, after God has gotten you to the place where he wants you to be, after you've suffered for a while, after you've went through the trial and the tribulation, after you went through the testing, after you've gone through the fire, after you've gone through the water and it didn't overtake you, after you've gone through the flood and the storm, after you've gone through that, then God is saying, in his favor is life. That life is prosperity. And then it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. What favor does, it turns your situation completely around. It turns your situation completely around. God favors you with his righteous cause, and it causes your situation to turn from mourning into dancing, from darkness into light. Glory to God. And joy cometh in the morning. And verse 6, and in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. In my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Give God the glory, saints. Give God the glory. Thank Amen. You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank I give you. You the glory, the honor, and the praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Take a moment to worship him, just to take a 30-second worship break for worshiping him, for worshiping him, for worshiping him, for worship. Take just a 30-second praise break to worship him, to worship him, to worship him.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Just a 30-second just to worship him. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, for what we've heard so far. There's more to come, but, Lord, we thank you for what we have heard so far, Lord, for teaching us your way, showing us your way to bring glory, to bring honor to your name. We're talking about favor today. Now, we just got through going over Psalms 30, verses 4 through 6. God is telling us to sing to him. Even if you can't sing, sing anyway. Give thanks to him at the remembrance of his holiness. and his anger is endured but for a moment. In his favor is life or prosperity. He says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That joy means that I'm turning things around for you even now, as the enemy is trying to battle you and to bring darkness against you and trying to use people to cause difficulty in your life. God is saying it's only for a moment, and God is saying that I am going to turn that thing around so that the joy will come in the morning and your favor will bring prosperity. The favor of God will bring prosperity. Verse 6, and in my prosperity, this is David talking, I said, I shall never be moved. Once God releases that prosperity, never being moved means your faith is so established in the firm foundation of God that you will not change your mind, knowing one thing, that God will bring you out. Knowing that God will bring you out. Knowing that God will bring you out. In other words, your faith won't move. It won't be tossed to and fro. You won't struggle with knowing that God is going to do it. Let's go to Luke 2 and 52. I want to show you something. Thank you, Father. I give you the glory. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. My God, he karabo shata renbe kere turima. After this, we got one more verse. We're going to pray, and we're going to let God speak to us and tell us exactly what he wants us to know. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 2 and 52, and it reads on this wise. And Jesus himself increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. You can increase in favor. You can increase in favor. From faith to faith and from glory to glory. You can actually ask God for wisdom. You know that. You can ask God for wisdom, and you can ask God to increase your wisdom. Mm-hmm. And you can ask God to increase your favor. My God from heaven, you can ask Jesus, increase my wisdom, increase my favor. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. That's a prayer for many of you to pray. That God will increase your wisdom and increase the favor that he has upon your life. Glory to God. And the favor is not only with God, but it's with man also. You can ask God, God, increase my favor. Increase my wisdom. Increase my favor with you, God. Increase my favor with man. Increase it. Increase it. God doesn't just give you favor and leave you at the same level. God doesn't give you favor in 2007 and leave you at the same level of favor you operated in 2007. You need an increase of favor upon your life. If Jesus himself grew and increased in wisdom and favor, so must you increase in wisdom and favor. But ask God for it, and he'll grant it unto you liberally. Glory to God. And my last scripture, let's go back to Psalms 102:13. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalms 102:13. Thank you, Lord. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. I magnify your name. You are holy. 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 You are holy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to Psalms 102:13. God is establishing that there is a set time to release things. There is a set time in your life to release the favor of God. There is a set time to release the blessing of God. There is a set time in God's kingdom to release what has your name on it. There is an established time by God himself to determine when that thing is to be released in your life. And it cannot be altered, and it cannot be changed. For God alone is the one who has set the time. Psalms 102:13, it says this, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Mikabashoto. Mekorosakarabasa. Mercy establishes one fact. Mercy says, look, you don't deserve this. There was nothing that you did to earn this. There was nothing that you prayed about so hard that I decided to give it to you because of praying for 10 hours. You couldn't fast enough for this. You couldn't read your Bible enough to get this from God. God said, no, I'm going to give you mercy, something you don't deserve, something that you can't earn. You can't earn God's favor. God simply grants it to whomever he chooses. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. God can choose to do whatsoever he wants to do. He is sovereign. He can choose to use whoever he chooses to use because it's his name, not yours. Glory to God. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. Zion speaks of the church or God's people. Glory to God. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is now, is come. My God, you better receive that. You better receive the fact that God has set it in his heart, in his mind, to favor you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
And the favor of the Lord brings the anointing. Those of you who do not have the anointing of the Holy Ghost, let me tell you the truth. It's God's favor that gives you the anointing. It's not your work. It's God's favor that gives you the anointing. That's why the Bible said Jesus increased with wisdom and favor with God and man. As Jesus grew, you didn't see Jesus doing great miracles prior to his maturity, which was 30 years old, because it was Jewish custom that a rabbi could not actually go forth and become a rabbi until he was 30. So all of that other time was preparation. So he increased in favor. When he got to the fullness, when he got to what they said, when Moses prophesied over Naphtali and said, be full of favor, satisfied with favor. When he got to his fullness of his age of 30 years old, you see the favor of God coming on him in the form of the anointing as a dove, the Holy Spirit descending upon him. The anointing works by favor. When God favors your life, the anointing is on it.
Amen.
When God favors your life, he also releases. Now, you hear many pastors talk about the blessing. They talk about the blessing. But the favor precedes the blessing. They talk about the blessing of Abraham. God gave Abraham favor to come out of the Chaldeans, to go to a land, remember location, is also a part of the blessing, because the favor, the blessing, and then God will tell you the location. So God called Abraham out, favor. He said, I'm going to bless you, amen, second. And then third, I want you to go to a land that I will show you, location. Those three are consistent. Favor, the blessing, and the location, because the favor operates in a specific location. If God tells you to go to Chicago and you go to Wyoming, the favor is not going to be in your life. You're going to struggle in Wyoming. You're going to have difficulty in Wyoming. People are going to come against you in Wyoming. But if you go to Chicago, the favor will be on your life.
Hallelujah.
The favor and the blessing is tied to a location. The favor and the blessing is tied to your location, not somebody else's. That's why you can't follow people. I'm going to go with Bishop so-and-so out here. Well, if God didn't tell you to go out there, you can't go there because the favor of God is not on you there.
Hallelujah.
The favor of God is only going to be on you where God says to go. Thank you, Jesus. And then the blessing is released. The blessing is released. Now, there was a woman that testified Wednesday about her home and how she was in arrears in her mortgage, and her husband had prayed, and God had released the blessing to come. If God did not want her in that house, she would have lost it.
Amen.
But because God wanted her at that location, the favor was on her. The blessing came, and she remained where? In the location that God established. Those three are consistent. The favor, the blessing, and the location. The key thing for you today, find out if you're in the right location. My God from heaven. Glory to God. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for what you're saying. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for releasing your will and your plan. We thank you for releasing your wisdom. We thank you for releasing your anointing of joy. We thank you for releasing the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all these things. And, Father, I pray that the hearts were open to receive something from you concerning how your favor works. It's tied into the righteousness of Christ, in agreement with God, with what he says goes, and glory to God, your favor is released upon that agreement, upon that covenant. Glory to God. And we also know that singing and praising and worshiping God at the remembrance of his holiness, favor is released as we do those things. For God inhabits the praises of his people. Glory to God. And we see that Naphtali, glory to God, was prophesied over by Moses that he would be satisfied with favor and full blessings of the Lord. Glory to God. So, Father, we speak those things over your people's lives who have lined up with the righteousness of Christ and who have made the choice to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and favor will be added upon you. Glory to God. And the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Glory to God. And the other thing is that, glory to God, that the location that God sends you to, that there will be favor waiting for you. Doors of blessings that will be open unto you, and favor with God and favor with man. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm ready to take calls. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Okay. Praise the Lord. That's been a blessing, the word. I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to open up the line. I'm going to start from the top. Here we go. Sister Cammie, 818-6419. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I thought she was on. 818-6419. Your line is open. We'll come back to her.
God bless you.
Okay. Sister Albertine?
Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, my God, that was powerful.
Glory.
I was sitting here screaming. It's such a blessing and just so great. I thank you for that message. It was so powerful. It spoke into my spirit. It spoke into my heart, and it was right on time. And I just want to say thank you.
My God, you're a blessing, woman
thank
of God.
Lord. Thank the Lord.
You are a blessing. You are an encouragement, and I encourage you to speak over your life what Moses prophesied to Naphtali.
Woo! Hallelujah.
It just came to me by the Holy Spirit to tell you to begin to speak that blessing over your life.
Amen.
Speak that blessing of Naphtali over your life, that you would be satisfied with favor.
Amen.
And that you would be full of the blessing of the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Begin to just speak it over your life.
Yes.
Because God's word cannot return unto him void.
Yes.
Glory to God. And it will accomplish those things that he set to do.
Amen.
And include your family members with that declaration. Over your life.
Yeah.
Include your family members. Include your son.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
that he would be protected by the favor of the Lord.
Yes.
He would be protected as a shield. Remember, favor acts as a shield. Protection.
Yes.
Speak the favor of God over his life. Every time a Jewish child leaves their home, the parent speaks a blessing over their life.
Amen.
Then
Amen.
That blessing covers and protects them. That's why they're so blessed. If you see, the Jews are running the movie industry. The Jews are running the legal field. The Jews are on top of the CEOs and the top lawyers.
Yeah.
Because it's declared that they speak these blessings over their lives.
Hallelujah.
Speak the favor and the blessing of the Lord over your life because they know that they are descendants of Abraham.
Yes,
and they speak
Lord.
The blessing over their life and their children's life every single day.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We got us fussing and fighting so much so that we can be still and begin to speak the favor and the blessing of God over our lives every day.
Amen. Amen.
We are supposed to be a blessed people.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yes. Obama's in the White House. God gave him favor. He didn't do that on his own.
Yeah.
That was the favor of the Lord.
Yeah.
My God from heaven.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
That was the favor of the Lord.
Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah.
My God from heaven. So, so do that, woman of God. Begin to speak that over you and your family's life every day.
Yes.
And that goes for all of you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Speak that favor and blessing over your life. Go to Exodus and read that blessing because it's a prophetic blessing.
Yes.
A prophetic blessing that came from God.
Yes.
And you have the legal right to speak and declare that over your lives every day.
Yes.
The favor of the Lord would rest upon me.
Yeah.
That the blessing of the Lord would. That, how do you think Creflo? How do you think, I'm going to tell it all. I'm going to tell the whole story. How do you think that think that Bill Winston, huh?
Yeah.
Where he is. How do you think Creflo got to where he is? How do you think Ken Copeland got to where he is? These guys learned it from Oral Roberts.
Yeah.
Oral Roberts spoke that thing over his life.
Yeah.
That's how he got to where he is. Benny Hinn learned it from him.
Yeah.
Rod Parsley learned it. All of these guys that have been raised up by God, they begin to speak the blessing over their life. They speak every day. They speak favor, and they declare the blessing over their life.
The blessing over my life, my children, my family. Hallelujah.
Every single day, they speak it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God honored them and gave them the favor that they sought and raised them up. And they increased in favor as they went.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Jesus increased his favor. My God, from heaven.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
My God, Father, I declare and decree favor over my life. I declare and decree the blessing of Abraham over my life. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mr. Cameron.
Bless you, Sister Albertine. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, next.
Hey, how you doing? Yes, how you doing?
Praise
Who's
the Lord.
Who's this?
Praise the Lord. This is Cammy.
Cammy, God bless you. How are you?
God bless you. Thank you. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear you.
God is good.
Every time I hear your voice.
It's a blessing.
Oh, hallelujah.
God is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth throughout all generations. And the truth of God for you, my dear, is you have no need to be sad. You have no need to be sad because the blessing of the Lord is upon you.
Amen.
The enemy tried to take you out, but he failed. And the reason he failed, because favor was on your life.
Hallelujah.
Tried to take you out. If God's hand wasn't on your life, you wouldn't even be here today.
I know.
My God from glory.
Oh,
because the hand of favor was on your life.
Amen.
Other people done passed and died and had car accidents and didn't make it. But God has his hand on your life.
Yeah.
That's why the enemy couldn't touch you. His favor surrounds you with a shield. You have no need to be sad. You're protected with his favor. The shield protects you. The shield protects you from loss. The shield protects you from hurt. The shield protects you from damage. You tell the devil he's a liar.
Yes.
And the truth.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing that he says is true. Everything the devil says is a lie. Don't listen to him. Listen to this. The favor of God is on you. Listen to this. The blessing of Abraham is on you. You have no need to be sad. You have no need to be despondent. You have no need to be depressed because God is with you. And the Bible tells me, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
You wake up and start singing every morning and see what happened. You wake up and start singing to the Lord every morning. Hey, glory to God, and see what happened.
Oh, hallelujah, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You bless the Lord, and watch what God do.
Thank you so much.
You bless the Lord. You are blessed.
Yes.
You are not cursed. You're blessed. You
Amen.
Are joyful. Remember the scripture that we read, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That was Psalms 30, verse 4 or 5.
Amen.
So weeping may endure for a night. And I'm a prophetically say that. Weeping may, the month of May is your May. Your month. Things are going to turn around. The month of May. Weeping May. Weeping May. May. Things are going to begin to turn around this month. You don't have to wait till June. Things are going to begin to turn around this month. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, sir.
Your weeping days are over. It's time for joy to enter your life.
Hallelujah.
Now, I gave you some instructions, and I hope you carried them out.
Yes, sir.
Did you carry out those instructions I gave you?
Yes, you're talking about with the church. Yeah. I'm still.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find one, though. I'm still.
Oh, do you go? You this is what you do. Now, I'm going to say this quickly, and I'm going to take another call. This is what you do. Go and get under watch care with someone so you can have a spiritual covering.
Yeah.
I don't care what church it is. Just go where they're teaching the word of God. Sit there until God tells you where to go.
Okay.
Because right now God is dealing with your obedience.
Yes. Yes.
So do it quickly.
Okay.
Quickly, this Sunday.
Okay.
Go and sit under a ministry, come under watch care so that you can have a spiritual covering because God is not going to do it until you get in order.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you have to be in order so that God can release what he wants to release.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so
okay,
much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Next.
Okay. Sister Patrice?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You're on.
Praise the Lord. Oh,
Sister Patrice.
God bless. Yes. God bless.
God bless you,
Prophet Michael. I
yes.
really enjoyed the word today. It was just truly just ooh.
My God from heaven.
God, I love you today. Woo.
God, from glory. Anointing coming through this phone.
I just wish to be just that much closer to God. Ay, God. Oh,
my
God. Woo. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Name, God. Hallelujah. Ooh.
God. Good. From heaven.
Hallelujah.
My God. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Touch her, Lord. Touch her. Touch her, Lord. Touch her.
Jesus. Oh, I bless your name today, God. Woo. Glory, glory, glory.
Dear Lord, touch her.
Jesus.
Jesus. Touch her, Jesus. Touch her.
Bless your name.
Touch. Touch by the anointing. Touch by the anointing.
Oh, Jesus. God, I love you. Bless your name.
Yeah.
My
God, I feel the anointing.
Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you today.
You have a prophetic mantle on your life.
Oh, Jesus. I don't want to see. Oh, God, I love you today. Oh, Jesus.
Enter on your life.
Oh, God.
June is going to be a very unusual month. God is going to start speaking to you like never before in the month of June. God is going to start speaking to you. There are some things that you've been going to God about. There are some requests. There are some petitions. You've been praying a lot about some things, some decisions. God is going to speak to you in the month of June like never before. You're going to get clarity. You're going to get accuracy from the Holy Spirit, and you're going to get location and direction. You're going to get it all in the month of June. Get your notepad out. Get your pen ready. God is going to wake you up in odd times of the night. He's going to begin to speak to you like never before. Just be ready. Be ready. Be ready, be ready, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. Oh, Jesus.
Now, hold on, hold on. I'm not finished with you. There's so much. There's so much that God is doing in your life and in your spirit. You've done some things. You've been through a lot of battles. You've been through a lot of warfare. God is bringing you peace. He's bringing you a season of peace. He's bringing you a season of peace and a season of rest. I just see you resting. I see a pillow. You're resting. God is bringing you a season of rest and a season of all the battles and the warfare.
Jesus, oh, God, I love you today, Lord. Oh, God.
You're in a transition with the Spirit of God. God is giving you such favor that you can ask whatever you want. Some unusual things in your life because you persevered, because you didn't faint in the wilderness. And God says, because you didn't faint in the wilderness, He's going to honor you because you didn't give up.
Thank you, Jesus.
God,
bless your name.
I'm going to honor you because you didn't give up.
Thank you, God. Oh,
my God from heaven.
Oh, God.
Went through the storm.
Oh,
because
God,
you went through the battle. Because you went through the fire.
Oh, Jesus.
You kept your head up. You didn't give up. You didn't faint. You didn't fall apart. It was hard. You didn't even tell everybody what you was going through. It was tough. God said, because you hung in there with me, I'm going to hang in there with you.
Oh, I love you today, God. Oh. Mm, thank you.
Mm,
Jesus.
My God, from heaven. My God. Sister, just tell me a little bit. What is God doing in your life? Where does He have you in this season?
Ooh, right now, you know, He took me from out of one place and brought me to another land, you know.
Location,
and
yes.
At another location, and I'm so close to God right now. I've never been this close to Him. It's like I get clarity. I get, and you know, like you said, I'm getting answers, and
yes.
I'm just God. I just thank Him for His favor, because I'm in a place where I shouldn't be, and He's mm-hmm. still showing me favor, and I'm so grateful to Him.
Yeah, God is doing it because He knew the struggle And he knew you could handle the weight of the test.
Oh, my God.
And so because of that, God say he going to bless you.
Oh, I just thank you today.
He's going to bless you, and he know everything, but the Bible tells me, and God is saying to you, that he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy.
Oh, I just thank him for today. Oh, my God. Ooh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
There's one more thing now. There's one more thing.
Yes,
don't be trying to run from your blessing now.
I'm not.
Okay, it's one more thing. There's something unusual that kept coming up in my spirit. Now, I don't know when this is going to happen, but at some point, either someone's going to give you a boat or you're going to purchase a boat, even though you may not be able to swim or anything like that, but there's something that has to do with a boat.
Oh, my God, bless your name. Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes, something to do with a boat. Yes. Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Yes. Something.
Hallelujah.
Something to do with a boat.
Oh, my God.
Yes, something to do with a boat. Now, I don't know if you're going to just have a few. I see ladies. I don't see any men. So maybe it's something where God will have you to get out on the water with these ladies, and you guys you counsel them, or you pray for them, or you guys are just out away from everybody on the water. And glory to God, it's a boat for God's purpose, and it's for His glory, and it's also for ministry. I see you ministering on the. It's a boat of ministry. Thank you, Lord. It's a boat of ministry. Mm-hmm. Jesus and his disciples often got away on the boat, on the water, glory to God, and he would discuss things with them away from everybody else, and then they would come back into land.
Oh, my God, bless your name,
glory to God.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God.
From heaven.
Oh, my God. Woo, Jesus.
That's heavy right there. That's heavy.
Woo, yes, Lord. Woo, Jesus. Thank
yeah,
you.
So thank get ready. This is your season. The second half of this year is going to be better than the first half. So get ready. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Oh, bless your name.
Oh, God. Okay. We're going down the line. Evangelist Dars. Evangelist Dars?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. You
praise
are
the Lord.
Oh, God bless you.
Oh, prophet, you are so anointed. While you are talking, I can feel it in
my God.
Stomach, like I'm about to explode.
My God, from glory.
I'm so blessed to be here listening to you. And the other day when you spoke, I was feeling the same way.
Yes.
I'm just so thanking God to be in the presence of great men and women of God
at
this time. Thank you so much. May the Lord continue to use you and replenish you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Woman of God, what are you asking God to do for you?
Oh, I'm asking God to use me.
Yeah. You want the anointing?
Yes, sir.
Are you living holy?
Yes, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, she has asked you for something that is easy for you to do. For behold, you are the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for you? Your daughter is asking for that which you value the most, your anointing, that yokes would be destroyed and burdens would be removed and that souls would be saved and that people would be delivered and set free and brought out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Amen.
I loose the anointing on her life now in the name of Jesus Christ for the ministry of the gospel and to set the captives free.
Amen.
And I see God giving you favor. I'm not sure who it's with, but God is going to use you to travel, to do some traveling. It's not going to be like every week or every month. God is going to have assignments for you, and for these assignments, God is going to anoint you to travel to these particular locations. Glory to God, and it's going to be a people that is familiar to you. So God is going to send you to a people that is familiar to you, and that anointing is going to rest upon you for ministry.
Amen. Amen.
What's your native land or
Pardon me? Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Paul?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So something must be wrong. The Vandas Dars?
Yes, yes. We were disconnected. It just got connected again.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
What is your native land?
West Africa.
Yes, yes.
I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa.
Sierra Leone, French-speaking province of Africa.
British, yeah, British. Sierra
Amen.
Leone is British. Yes,
Amen.
Thank you.
God is going to send you to a people that you are familiar with, and that anointing is going to rest upon your life. And you are going to see the power of God demonstrated as you minister the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I feel the anointing just talking to you. I feel a deep anointing just talking to you. There's a healing ministry also in you. There's a healing ministry in you also. The enemy doesn't want her to get this, but the devil is a lie in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
She's crying. My God from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word. For your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. My. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, to your will.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Just receive it. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you. We're going to Sister Dawn, our Vandas agent. Sister Dawn?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Sister Dawn?
Yes.
Hey,
I'm here.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, you can
well, you
to
better
pray
say
you're
blessed, not after we taught about the favor and the blessing.
Okay, well, blessed. I'm highly favored. Blessed.
That's what I'm talking
favored.
About. Now, what are you asking God to do for you?
I need God to just bless my family and yeah. my sons, especially. We always praying for Job. Keep lifting him up, please. Thank you.
Let me ask you this. Are you willing to begin to speak the blessing over your family's life?
Yes.
Speak the blessing of God over your family's life every day. Keep negative words out of your mouth and watch God turn it around.
Okay, I will. And thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate it.
Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for this dear lady. Let your love flow over her. Let your love flow through her. And let your peace rest upon her. That she must realize that the battle is not hers, but it belongs to you. That everything that she desires of you is already in you. And Father, release your rest upon her life now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you.
God bless. Going to Apostle Johnson.
Man of God.
Apostle Johnson, I think it's 9-10-3-3-4-8-7. Apostle Johnson.
He's not there. Next.
Okay, next. We're going to have a new
Karabashata. Sakadada Oshotari Kibi.
Apostle Johnson? Okay, we're going to area code 404-4739. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you.
How are you?
Thank you for the. I'm fine. I'm blessed. I'm always blessed when I get on this show and hear the word of God, and you get encouraged and increase the faith.
What did you get out of that message today?
That with God, you know, what you just taught, you get the favor and you stand and God blesses you. And it just makes me really emotional and hard to talk. There's so much emotions, mixed emotions.
What are you asking the Lord to do for you?
I've been asking the Lord for a long time to restore my marriage, my husband, my children, my family. My finances, my health, it's been a struggle for many years, but I could never let go of God, and He's given me the strength to keep on going and believing, teaching my daughters that you have to have faith and wait on the Lord.
Yes.
For Him to touch my girls and guide and direct their steps to make wise choices. Right now, one of them is living and being in a relationship with the same sex, and I've been praying for God to remove
What's her name?
There.
What's her
Trisha?
Name?
Trisha.
Her name is Trisha?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pray for Trisha right now, and then after that, I'm going to give you some instructions by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Father, I call Trisha out of that ungodly relationship. I break every cord, every tie, every snare of Satan that he has tried to bind her with. I cut the umbilical cord of the attachment of this relationship. I sever every familiar spirit. I sever every emotional tie in Jesus' name. I destroy it by the power of God. It goes in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, I break shackles. I destroy shackles. I destroy yokes of bondage. I destroy yokes of darkness in Jesus' name. I loose the anointing on her life. I call her forth out of that place of darkness into your marvelous light. Trouble her spirit till she walks out of that place and say, I'm going to serve the Lord. And Father, I thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. I decree and declare it. You said if we decree a thing, it shall be established. Father, I decree and declare it is established this day that she will be saved. We call her forth into the kingdom of God. We call her forth into salvation. We call her forth into deliverance. We call her forth into healing. And we call her forth into full restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. My God. Now, the instructions for you, dear lady, begin to speak over your family the favor of God and the blessing of God, because the blessing will reverse the curse. The blessing is stronger than the curse.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? Okay?
I will. Okay.
All right, so you start speaking the blessing over your family. Don't speak curses. Don't speak negativity. Don't speak anything bad. Just speak the blessing, the favor and the blessing. The blessing is stronger than the curse. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We're going to go back to Apostle Johnson. Apostle Johnson. Apostle Johnson.
Glory to God.
Apostle Johnson. Well, that's Apostle Johnson.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that's you, a prophet. Apostle Johnson?
He's not there.
No, he's not there on the line. And, you know, it's on there, but he's not there. So we've gotten everybody that was
Oh, that's it?
called in today, Prophet.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Pray for Evangelist Bernarda. She had to go to two different funerals.
Yes.
Pray for her strength in the Lord, and you know you always pray for the broadcast. And
that's right. And Sister Ruby, I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God that may He bless you and may He add and increase the favor that's on your life, and may He double the blessing that is already upon your life for the labor of love and your faithfulness to Him and His kingdom, and that may the treasures of heaven be released upon your life, and that all that you have set your heart to do,
hallelujah,
honor you and allow you to accomplish it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God from heaven.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man. May He restore your health.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
May He satisfy you with long life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And may He bless you above all.
Lord.
With His presence like never before.
Thank you, Jesus.
That there would be a deep presence that would descend upon you.
Hallelujah.
That every morning He would greet you with His presence.
Lord, thank you.
And that you would bask in that presence and come to know Him in a completely new way.
Thank you, Jesus.
The glory of God, I pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Karabasha. El que rosa menda kuro turime. Oh, katari manda kuro turimanda. Hiko roboshai. Eto roko kurianda ba. Hiko roshi. Sarabai teoku.
Ikara.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. Give you the honor. Give you the praise.
God, like you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
My God. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I don't know who's still on this line, but let me tell you one thing. All of these things are birthed by you being in the presence of God. Learn how to worship Him and be quiet before Him. Learn how to get into a deep place in His presence. Learn how to simply yield to the Holy Ghost. He will do things that are so amazing that you won't be able to believe it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just get into His... All God wants is one thing. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God from glory.
Thank you.
His presence, in His presence, is fullness of joy. And at His right hand, blessings forevermore. Everything we need is at His presence. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. We got it done today.
Thank you.
And I thank God for everybody who came.
Thank you, Lord.
My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I just released the favor of God on these that have chosen to be righteous with you. And that your abundance would rest upon them in the form of your blessings. In Jesus' name. My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wow, there's a strong anointing. I feel that, Sister Ruby. There's a strong anointing.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a strong anointing.
Hallelujah.
It's a lingering anointing.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm opening their lives so they can worship the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let's partake of the Lord. Let's...
Yes.
Hallelujah,
God.
Pour out to thy people, O God. Pour out from thy cup of glory. Pour out to thy children that are hungry and thirsty after thy righteousness, that they may be filled even now and forevermore. Lord, we hunger for thee, Lord. Let us drink from the cup of thy glory, and let us be filled and satisfied with thy favor and with thy blessing, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Been a release. There has definitely been a release in the spirit this day.
Hallelujah.
And is there anyone that needs a healing?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Pardon me?
Oh, my daughter, she needs a healing.
What's her name?
Her name is Sinead Levon.
And what's the... What does she need healing from?
She has, it's a disease like sickle cell. It's something like a sickle cell.
All right. Well, sickle cell has a name, and it's got to bow to the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
So we take authority over that sickle cell spirit in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We bind it in the authority of the name of Jesus. For this purpose, Lord, I ask you to heal her. That not only would she serve you with all of her heart, all of her soul, and all of her mind, but that she would testify of your goodness, Lord. And therefore, Lord, I loose the anointing to heal. In Psalms 107 and 20, you said you sent your word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction. We send the word now that she would be healed from sickle cell now in the authority of the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, glory. I felt virtue leave my body.
Oh, hallelujah.
God, for
pain. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Your mind and all your strength. He will reward you. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek.
Yes, Lord.
He will reward you more than you could ask for. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Ooh, my God from heaven. My
Ooh.
God.
Hallelujah.
Is anybody feeling what I'm feeling? I mean, this is something. I can barely stand up here.
Yes, feel the anointing.
Whew, Jesus.
Power. Hallelujah.
Good God from heaven. Oh, my God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you for the release of this anointing.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for the power of this anointing. I thank you for the people who have remained. I speak favor over their lives. The blessing of Abraham over their lives. I speak unto them the location that the Lord has for them. And Father, I thank you for doing it this year.
Yes.
This year, Lord. 6.5 months left this year.
Yes.
We decree that it's done in Jesus' name. Some before the summer even gets here.
Yes.
Some before June 21st.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for it now. I thank you for it now, Father. In Jesus' name. Somebody in their car, I guess. Okay, Sister Ruby?
Yes.
I'm going to close out in prayer.
Okay, that'll be a blessing. There's nothing else to do. The Lord has visited us with a rhema word today.
Amen.
We're so grateful and to strengthen you and to
yes.
put in, whatever your needs are to rehearse you properly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting on a release myself. All of those who are in agreement with God and his will, just pray for a release that I'm anticipating that's going to be here soon. Just the release.
Yes.
The release.
Lord.
And that way I can be free to travel, you know, and go wherever God says to go.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister
and that's the number one thing that I'm free to travel and go wherever God says to go, when he says to go. You know, I know that God can speak to me and say, look, I want you in Miami tomorrow. I have to be free enough and financially free enough to get up and call the airline and go. I prefer to fly private because I don't like being on the plane where people drink alcohol and curse.
Yeah.
I want to fly private because I want to pray on the plane while I'm going.
Amen.
And I can't be praying on the plane and somebody complaining to the stewardess, this guy's praying in tongues. Yeah, so I need to be laying on my face at 30,000, 40,000 feet in the air seeking God until the plane lands.
Amen. We're in agreement with you.
So I can be ready when I hit the ground. I can't go to the hotel room and get ready. I have to be ready when I hit the ground.
Mine
from glory.
Oh, Prophet.
Yes.
Apostle Johnson. Let me see if he's popped up again. Wait.
Hey, come on, Doc.
Apostle Johnson.
Amen.
Apostle Johnson.
Amen. Bless the Lord, sir. I've been in and out on today hearing the word and my call in and out because I'm driving down the freeway. But I honor God for you.
Amen.
I'm praying for you. I've got to be able to get a phone number for you so that we can connect
yes.
and talk about some things, and you know, it's a time to where it's time to balance some seed back, because you've been pouring out and reaching into God's people, and so
yes.
I want to be a blessing into your life, and I have your
Amen.
Information, so I'm going to be sending something out to you, but I thank God for you, because this is the hour that He is using you mightily, prophetically, and because of your living, that the prayer of the righteous man is availing much, and I thank God that He's using you so mightily in this hour. I just ask you to pray much for my strength.
Yes.
You know, God is doing it in my life. The ministry is growing for my school, Stillwater Christian Preparatory.
Okay.
And also for New Joy International Ministry, that God will continue to grow us, and for Apostolic Move of Faith, which is a conference line that I've established, that God is blessing in tremendous ways and sending people, you know, and we just thank God for what He's doing there as well. But if you could just keep those things, keep me lifted up in those things, men of God, I would greatly appreciate it.
My God, it's done, brother, in Jesus' name. Those are three powerful ministries, Stillwater, New Joy, and Apostolic Move of Faith. Got them. We know that God is going to give you the favor. And man of God, I know you know this, but in Deuteronomy 33, one of the scriptures that we use today, in Deuteronomy 33, 23, there's a declaration for Naphtali. Moses declared and prophesied over Naphtali that he would be full, he would be satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord. And I just in agreement with you, I want you to begin to declare that over your life and over your ministries. And you're going to see God not only do what you are asking Him to do, but do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask. Think according to the power that worketh within you. So that particular declaration is that you, O man of God, would be satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord. That's for you, your family, and your ministries. In Jesus' name. My God, from glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Allah Sarabaha.
Yes,
God from
so.
Glory.
So.
Yes, yes. Still water, Psalms 23, new joy. We talked about the new joy, the joy boy coming in the morning. We talked about that today. And then and the move of faith. My God, that's an apostolic movement. That's powerful.
Ah, God, thank you, Jesus.
All of those are prophetic. And I know God gave them all to you. And we talked about God gives you something, the favor goes first. The favor goes before you, and then the blessing follows the favor, and then He establishes the location. We talked about those three things, and I see that those three things are in order in what you have just said. So we know that God has you with the favor. We know the blessing of the Lord is upon His favor, and He's given you the location. Now, the only question is, are you with me?
Yes, that's some other noise. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Hey, you guys hold it down while I'm talking.
Oh, I can.
Now, the other element is what we don't know, which is the timing. But we read today in Psalms 102:13, we read today that this is the set time to favor Zion.
Ah, thank you. Yes.
Psalms 102:13, we read this is the set time to favor Zion, and it says, yea, the set time has come. So it's no coincidence it's 102:13. It's no coincidence that it's Psalms 102:13. We believe 13 is the year 2013, and my God from heaven, that God is going to do it this year.
Hallelujah. It is so.
Yes.
Yes.
My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, you're a man of God. I have your phone number. I'm going to call you and put my number in it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My God, from heaven. And I receive everything you said, brother. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I love you, brother. You are.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Prophet David?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. She just came on the line, Prophet David.
God bless you, Evangelist.
Bless you, man of God. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I tuned in at the beginning, and
yes.
I had to attend the funeral, but God bless you. We thank God for you coming on, and I just knew God had a rhema word.
Oh, yes, you were right. You prophesied that this morning, and it was 100% accurate.
Woo, Jesus.
My God from heaven. We know that the set time, I'll give you that last scripture, the same one I gave Apostle Timothy. We know that the set time has come to favor his people. The set time has come to favor his people.
Yes.
My God from heaven, that's what we stand on, and we also stand on the prophecy that Moses gave Naphtali, that he would be satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord. That's a prophecy over the tribe of Naphtali. It is available unto the believer today. A lot of people say they discredit the Old Testament, but Jesus said, he did not come to destroy it, but to fulfill it. So the old, the law is in him. The law is in him, and if we are in Christ, we are heirs to what he has done in the law, which is the blessing of Abraham. My God from heaven. We're heirs to that. It's a right. We were born into it. We were born into it. We were born into it by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We have a right to it, and it cannot be denied us. The devil has been trying to steal our rights for a long time. But as soon as you are aware of what your rights are, then you can legally exercise your rights. Our rights and our privileges are that we are satisfied with the favor of God and that we are full of the blessings of the Lord. It cannot be denied. It cannot be denied. All we have to do is decree it, because the Bible said, what we decree, it shall be established.
Come on, thank the Lord.
What we decree, it shall be established. We have to say it, and it shall be done. You shall have what you say, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes, Lord.
So whatever you speak, that's what you're going to get. The power of life and death is in the tongue. You speak life, it shall be yours. And if God is for us, who can be against us?
Yes, yes.
The word of God is true, and it shall not return void. But it shall accomplish in that thing whereunto he has sent it. We get up every morning and do what the Jews do. The Jewish people declare a blessing over their family and over their businesses every single day. That's why they're prosperous.
Oh, Lord of God.
We have to do the same thing. Declare the blessing every day over your home, over your family, over your ministries, over your finances. That's how Creflo and all of those guys got there. That's how they got there. They start declaring it. Bill Winston, he came to Oakland and he said, I want to open a bank in Oakland. He has a bank in Chicago. It's called Covenant Bank. He came to Oakland. I was there. And I met him. And he said, look, I want to open up a bank in Oakland. I said, okay, I'm in. And he went back to Chicago. And before he left Chicago, he began to declare something. He began to declare, I'm going to be a billionaire. He began to declare it. He's almost there now. But he began to declare this in 2008. I'm going to be a billionaire. 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 Him and Creflo, they're declaring the same thing. Creflo says, I'm going to be a billionaire. I'm going to be a billionaire. I'm going to be a billionaire. He's close now. They're declaring it. They're speaking the blessing of the Lord over their life. They're speaking Naphtali over their life. They're not teaching that to the people. They're doing it themselves. See, they're keeping the best part of the bread for themselves. And they're giving the people the crumbs. They're in their prayer closet declaring the blessing. They're declaring, look, this is what they're declaring. They're declaring the blessing of Naphtali. They're declaring the blessing of Abraham. And they're declaring the blessing of Jesus. They have a covenant right to it. They're saying, God, increase our favor. Because Jesus increased in favor and wisdom, they're petitioning God to increase their favor and their influence in the world. That's how Joyce Myers got so big. She began to declare, Lord, increase my favor in the world. Increase my favor. Increase my favor. And look at what's happening to her. She's not really that good of a preacher, but God honored her prayer. Well, I'm just being honest. No.
Yeah.
She's not that good of a preacher, but God honored her prayer. She said, increase my influence. And so God began to increase her influence, and then he spoke to her and said, well, look, since I'm increasing your influence, I want you to help the poor. And that's what she's doing.
All right.
She's building homes in Africa. She's helping the poor. She's helping establish a women's home for women who have been bound up in sex trafficking. Glory to God. So God said, okay, I'll do what you asked me to do. I'll increase your favor and your influence in the world, but now this is what I want you to do. So it's happening. It's real. Ladies and gentlemen, begin to declare these things. And God will bring it to pass.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We're not different than them. Just doing it. They're doing it every day. That's how they're getting there. They're declaring the favor of God. They're asking God to increase their favor and influence. And God is doing it.
Amen.
All those guys. Ken Copeland been doing it for years. He got it from Oral Roberts. See, he got it from Oral. So if we do what they are doing, God is no respecter of person. God is no respecter of person, but he is a respecter of principle. So you use the principle that God has given us to prosper. He says in his word, he will hearken unto his word. God, increase our favor, increase our influence in the world. He'll do it. He will ask you to do something in exchange, but he still will honor the prayer.
Come on.
My God, from glory. Increase our favor, increase our influence, and increase our wisdom. Because as God increases favor, you have to have more wisdom on how to deal with this new level.
My
God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle Tim.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask God to give you favor with the media in that area, in your local area. I'm going to ask God to give you favor with the local media in that area.
Hallelujah.
As Dr. Bryant from Maryland, he asked for favor with the media, and this is how God set him up. Not set him down, but set him up. He began to ask God for favor and influence with the media in the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. So the Baltimore Ravens got to the Super Bowl. Before they went to the Super Bowl, he has a couple of players that are at his church. They went to the media because of the players. He got the inside track from the players. The players called the media and said, "We want to hold a news conference and we want to let our pastor have, you know, words in the media." So Dr. Jamal Bryant came on and began to prophesy that if we pray to God and if we believe that God answers prayer, then God will not only hear our prayer, but answer our prayer and bring to the Maryland area the Super Bowl championship. Okay?
Wow.
So he had enough faith to ask God for it publicly in the media. And what happened? The Baltimore Ravens defeated the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
Championship was brought to Maryland just like he asked God for publicly in the media.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now you see what I'm talking about, Apostle Timothy.
Yes, hallelujah, Jesus.
Favor with God and favor the media.
Thank you, Jesus.
Favor with the media. Favor with the media.
Ako
sheta. Hitorobo sheta. And wisdom.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
God. We want to come and you know, I'm just saying this hypothetically, you know, peradventure it's from God. Mayor, I just want to come and have a few moments on the broadcast and pray for the city, that there be peace in the city, and that God would help us to
yes.
defeat drugs and gangs, and I'm just coming to support you.
Yes.
But the way I support is we talk to God. You know, we pray to God, and we ask him for his help, and we believe that God will help us.
Yes.
And the mayor will say, okay, it can't hurt. You got 5 minutes.
Mm. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Ikoboshata.
I hear you, Lord.
City Council, I just want to come and pray that God would strengthen our finances, that he would help us, and that he would bless us.
Yes.
That he would turn the city around and that financial favor would come into the city and we would have more than enough and all of the people would pay their taxes and that that I would have influence with God and man. And then when a problem arises, the mayor's office is going to start calling you. Apostle Timothy, we have a situation, sir. Can you come to our office? We need that prayer thing you do.
Yes, God. It is so.
Influence and favor with God and man. Favor with God and man.
My God
from glory. My God from glory. That's what God gave Elijah. Ahab was looking for him. Ahab was looking for him for 3 years. Man, it ain't raining here, man, and you're the only one that can make it rain. Huh? Y'all know the king was looking for the prophet. Because nothing could happen except the prophet said it.
All right.
That's where we got to get.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ahab sent out a search team looking for the prophet. Find that prophet. Find Elijah. Find him.
Yes.
We can't do nothing without him.
Can't do nothing without him. Hallelujah.
My God from glory. So that's the favor and the influence God wants us to ask for, and he's faithful to grant it.
Yes.
He is faithful to grant it.
Yes,
I'm going to start asking for it every day. God, give me favor and influence with God and with man. Increase my favor. Increase my wisdom.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whew. Thank you, Lord.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Hallelujah.
My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
And this is how we have to have counsel with each other, to encourage each other, to speak, declare the word of God. There are no tricks. There are no tricks in the kingdom. There's one thing that works in the kingdom and in the earth, the word of God. It works.
Word of God.
Yes.
There are no tricks. There's no gimmicks. There's no strings we got to pull. We go in and we speak the word of God, and God backs us up. My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
My God from heaven.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
My God from heaven. I mean, sometimes we got to take bold steps. You know, and say, look, if God turned the city finances around in 1 year, then you allow me a half-hour space on local TV at no charge. I'm going to pray that God turn the finances around, and I'm going to declare this publicly. And if he does it, as long as you mayor over the city, you give me, you know, sometimes you got to take bold steps.
No.
Because faith without works is dead. So let's exercise our faith. Let's take some bold steps of God. I'm ready to take bold steps with God. God had me on a plane. I'm going to tell this, and then I'm going to let you guys go. I was on a plane. I think I was flying towards Chicago or Florida somewhere, and there was a man on the plane. He was a white man, and he had all these gadgets. He had an iPhone. He had a laptop. He had some other stuff, you know, just a bunch of electronic stuff. And so I'm sitting in the third seat. He's in the first seat. I'm in the window seat, and the Holy Spirit speaks to me and said, tell this man that I'm about to make him a billionaire. And I said, huh? I'm like, God, I don't know this man. I'm just trying to get to my destination. Lord, you bothering me on the plane.
yes, Lord.
God said, I said, tell the man that there are people who he's currently around who are billionaires, and I also am about to make him a billionaire. God told me to tell this man this. It's a true story. So I lean over. You know, I was hesitant, but I said, okay, God, I'm gonna step out and do this. I leaned over, and I tapped the man on his shoulder. You know, he's about 60 years old, white guy. And he looked at me like, what does this guy want? Can you see I'm busy? So he finally unplugged himself from all that stuff. And I told him what the Lord said. I said, God said that you're around billionaires, and he's going to make you one of them. And his mouth dropped. He looked at me in shock and said, how did you know that? I said, God told me. And he said, well, what you said is absolutely true, because I am around billionaires, and I can see that that is about to happen in my own life. And he told me, he said, I have $175 million in my bank account right now. Yeah, that's what he told me. He said, I have $175 million in my bank account right now. Yeah. And so I thought, you know, God was going to tell him to cut me a check for about $10 million, you know. But that wasn't God's purpose at that time.
All right.
This is what the man said to me. God is my witness. He said, young man, I'm a Christian also. He said, but you are much further along than I am, and you have much more than I have. He said, you have more wealth than I have because you've decided to surrender your life to Jesus, and I haven't.
Wow.
That's what he told me. God wasn't interested in the money. God was interested in his surrender.
Yes.
And he confessed out of his own mouth. He said, young man, you have more than I got.
Oh, glory to God.
You've surrendered to Jesus, and I haven't. My God, can you imagine that coming from a multimillionaire?
Hallelujah.
About to become a billionaire telling me I got more than him. My God from glory. My God from glory. Whew, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let us confess. I really believe if we confess these things, there's no limit to what God will do. There's no limit. There's no limit. There's no limit. There's no limit. No limit. There's no limit. He's doing it for others. He'll do it for us. My God, I feel the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. So saints of God, I have to depart, but this is so good, I tell you. I really bless God for you, Apostle Timothy and Evangelist Bernard. I really thank God for you, and I love you in Jesus' name. I love both of you. And I thank God for your support. Thank God for your prayers, your encouragement. But I tell you one thing. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
I'm standing on it.
The best.
I hear the Lord saying, as you were I hear the Lord saying, somebody's on, I don't know who's on the line. I'm not at the switchboard. I'm driving.
Yes.
But I hear the Lord saying, somebody hasn't surrendered.
Wow.
You can't surrender some.
Wow.
You got to surrender all. I hear the Lord say.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
For the favor.
Yes.
For the favor.
Yes.
To be at your dwelling place. You must surrender.
Yes.
It's a must.
Favor.
Now remember, we can't fool God.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You can fool man.
That's right.
Some of the time.
Favor to
but
surrender.
You can't fool God at no
That's
time.
Right. That's
so
right.
God is saying that, and there was a reason why you said that, what you
yes.
said about the man on the plane.
That's
as
right.
You
That's
said
right.
It, the Lord said surrender.
Yeah, surrender all.
God said, I surrender all.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We haven't
Jesus.
Surrendered everything, people.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Knows who you are.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And guess what? The
yes.
favor.
Yes.
The favor has not been released in your life.
My God.
Listen to me, and this is the Holy Ghost speaking right now. It has not been released because we're holding on to something.
Wow.
But the Spirit of God is saying today, release it. When you release it, God is going to overtake you. God is going to, some things that has been held up.
Whew.
Stop man holding it up. God is holding it up.
My God.
Because we won't surrender.
My God, help me to surrender all to
you. I didn't hear Prophet David's message in its entirety today, but
yes.
I heard the testimony that he just gave about the man that God spoke to him.
Yes,
to
yes.
To. And the Lord is saying, surrender.
Yeah, surrender.
Surrender. It isn't hard. It's not difficult. Give it to Jesus. Give it to him.
Yes.
Whatever you're holding on to today, it's not yes. greater than God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
It go.
Yes.
You want your businesses to be blessed.
Yes.
If you want your ministry blessed. If
yes.
you want your children your grandchildren, your wives, and your husbands. The Lord is saying, surrender.
Surrender.
Some of us are desiring wives.
Yes.
Some of us on this line are desiring husbands.
Yes,
God will not give you the wife, and he will not give you that husband until you surrender.
My God. My God.
There's no play balance in God's kingdom. I hear you, Holy Ghost.
My God. Amen to that word. Amen. Amen. Amen.
There is no play girl. There is no bunny in God's kingdom.
Yes.
God is calling for a holy people.
Yes, yes, yes.
A holy people.
Yes, Lord.
He knows what to do every hour of the day.
Yes,
see,
Lord.
We can camouflage.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory.
We can perpetrate.
Yes,
but
Lord.
But guess what? You're perpetrating a fraud.
Glory,
the
glory.
No fraud.
Yes, yes.
I'm telling you. As Prophet Davis was speaking,
glory,
the Lord
says
surrender.
My
somebody's
God.
On this line.
You
have not surrendered.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. We're going to pray for him, whoever it is. As a matter of fact, we're going to pray for all of us.
Pray for all
yes.
of
us. It's the heal. It's
yes.
the sin warning. It's the
yes.
sin. That's what you
said. Let me do it the way I want to do it. You say you couldn't do it, and I ain't going to worry.
Hallelujah. Turn our mind off, Sister Ruby. Mute her line.
I did.
The Lord is saying surrender it all today.
I opened up the
and
other
you
line.
Give it up.
We surrender.
Give
Jesus.
Up that boy. I'm telling you, I hear the Lord saying somebody's not holding a holy conversation.
Wow. Wow.
The conversation has not been holy.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know who it is.
Wow.
But guess what? God don't deal with the lust demons.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Come on. Bring it out.
Marriage is honorable in the bed undefiled.
That's right. That's right.
If you want that wife, you got to talk
yes.
holy.
That's right.
Yes, we know we're in the natural. But
yes.
guess what? If you have not made a commitment to this
that's right.
female, if you've not
that's right.
made a commitment to this male, cut it off.
Cut it off.
Keep talking that bedroom talk.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on. That's good. That's good.
God wants you talking bedroom talk.
That's right. That's Holy Ghost.
All these men.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
It's not a dump. If God put a woman or a man in your pathway, guess what? God is going to make sure everything that you talk about is in order.
That's right.
Decency and order.
That's right. That's right.
You can't make no plans to go sleep with nobody. You can't make no plans for the weekend to go chat with nobody.
The Holy Ghost is busting somebody.
We going to be in separate rooms.
My God.
Do you know the devil will set you up for a fall? You don't need to be in no hotel with no single woman or no single man. I don't care if you do have separate rooms. The Bible said, don't let your good be evil spoken of.
That's right. Come on, Holy Ghost.
If your good is evil spoken of, guess what? God is not pleased with it.
That's right. Stop it immediately. My God, you're talking to somebody.
I'm telling you, the Lord says surrender.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is your day. And this is your hour to say, I'm letting it go.
That's right.
I can't do this anymore.
Yes, yes.
Do you want the favor of God on your life? Do you
right.
want the favor of God on your family? Do you want the favor of God on your ministry?
Yes, yes,
okay?
Lord.
If so, thank you. Get rid of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible said get rid of every weight.
That's right, every sin and every weight. That's right.
Won't so easily beset you. You got to get rid of it. God is not going to bless a mess. And if you are a mess today, then you don't have favor with God.
My God.
Your favor with God, if you line up your life the way God wanted, line up on line and precept upon precept. You can't do it no other way.
My God, from God.
You can't do it no other way. You're coming in as a thief and a robber.
And a robber, that's right.
He's not the one on the robber. He's not the one on the false man. He's not the one on the fornicator.
Yes.
God, you are not doing.
Thank
I don't
you,
know
Jesus.
Who you're speaking to today, God. But you told me to say it.
Yes.
After Prophet David gave that testimony, surrender.
Surrender. That's it. We believe that's. We believe and know for a fact that that's the word of the Lord. I bear record, I bear witness that that's the word of the Lord. And we're going to pray for that individual. We're going to pray for all of us to make sure we all line up. Amen, in Jesus' name. And I just petition that individual right now in their heart. They know who they are. The Holy Ghost does not miss. While you're still on the line, I petition you by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus that you would come in agreement. You come in agreement with God and say, yes, I'm going to give all of these things up. The lustful thought is desire for a man or a woman, the desire that's ungodly. If God have not sent you this person as a husband or wife or preparing for marriage, leave it alone. Don't touch it. Take your hands off of it. Don't fall into temptation. Don't fall into a trap. Don't you heard what she said? Don't go to no hotel and get no separate rooms. That's the work of Satan. That's a lure, a plot, a plan, a trick of Satan. That person to say you tried to touch him or rape him and mess up your ministry, mess up your life, have a scandal around your name, and you don't want that. Go, Chattai. You don't want that trap in your life. And whoever that person is that's being used by Satan to set that thing up, cut them off. Father, you know who they are. Cut them off. They're sitting up there with lustful thoughts in their mind, trying to seduce a man or seduce a woman or seduce a preacher. There's a lot of ladies that come after preachers just because they preachers. Hey, Shakarokobo. Father, cut them off. Name of Jesus. Come to repentance. Whoever you are, come to repentance today. Let it go. Give it up. Surrender. Make a declaration in your heart and in your mind right now in Jesus' name. The Lord is leading me to pray a prayer of repentance with this person. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you with a humble heart. And an honest, truthful spirit. Search our heart to see if there's any wicked thing in us. Us the mind to walk away from every form of lust, every form of sin, every weight that so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us turn now from our wicked ways. We repent in the name of Jesus for every thought that's not like God. Lay it down and put it at the feet of Jesus Christ. We turn right now from every wicked way that we know is wrong. Him that knoweth to do right and to do it not, to him it is sin. Father, we lay down this sin. Father, we all lay down everything that's not right in your sight. We stop the plots and the plans and the schemes of going to a hotel room and trying to, whatever it is the person is thinking, getting separate rooms, as Prophetess Bernard said. Father, this is the weekend. Cancel their plans. Cancel their plots. Cancel the schemes of Satan. Cancel them today and bring them to their knees that they would obey you, Father, and surrender all to you. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Are we still here?
Yes, amen.
Evangelist Bernard, you still there?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we're still
My
here.
God, what a heavy word. What a heavy. I know that hit home. I know it hit home. That's why God set the thing up by having me to say that that millionaire man said, you've got more than me. You done surrendered all to the Lord. I haven't.
Well, yes.
And you're right. The blessing won't come if you're not surrendered.
You know, I'm gonna shock you. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is right. You looking for a blessing? I don't know who you are, but I stand in agreement with the word of the Lord. You're looking for the blessing of the Lord, and you haven't made a commitment to Christ. You say you know him. You hear his word, but your heart is still hardened. And you haven't sanctified yourself. This is your day to turn from your wicked ways. If you repent, God will forgive you. But if you continue in your wickedness, God will destroy you. That's all it is to it. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be destroyed. It is a warning from the Lord. It is a warning from the Lord. And, Lord, I'm saying, Lord, clean out all of my closet.
Clean mine out, Lord Jesus.
If there's any dust, my God from heaven, Lord, show
me. That's it.
If there's any dust, let every man examine himself. So I thank God for that word. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard. I thank God for that word. I thank God for that word because it brings us all into line. It brings us all into line to examine ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, my God from heaven. So whoever was planning whatever they was planning this weekend, it ain't going to work now because God has canceled whatever they was plotting and planning. It ain't going to work, devil. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. It's been a blessing, Prophet David. You're getting ready to close us out. Hello? Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You're getting
yes.
ready to close us out with prayer.
My God from heaven. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for your word that went forth about favor and the blessing. And Father, you have ended this whole message with one thing. The favor comes with obedience and making sure that you're in right standing with God. And Father, we thank you right now for that word coming. And Father, we thank you for canceling the plans of the enemy who had apparently set some plans this weekend. Father, we thank you for those plans being canceled. We thank you for those persons coming to repentance and surrendering all in their heart, not with their mouth, but with their heart, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that they will come to true salvation and fill them with the Holy Ghost, that they will obey you and live for you and dedicate their lives to you, that they would fully surrender, that we all would fully surrender and not hold anything back from you, Father. We trust you that you will do this work as we yield to you fully this day. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Amen. We just thank you so much for coming on, Prophet David. You have the Lord said the anointing is still here. We're on to broadcast. I mean, we're on to tape right now. The live minutes are over. So we just thank the Lord for you, put more strength, blessing in you, and each and every one that's been on the line. And
we're going
to close out with God Favor Me by Hezekiah Walker. Praise the Lord.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you.
With the hotel room.
Love is patient.
Well, ain't no joke.
Love is kind. Love is felt more when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. they manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity, but it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character, my faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not going to bend. Won't compromise. I speak prosperity. And I speak health. They whispered, they conspired, they told their lies, but God favored me. My character, my integrity, everything was in question, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through, and I spoke life.
Everybody have a blessed weekend and tune in Saturday tomorrow at 7 at 5 a.m. for Praise the Lord. Everybody have a blessed weekend.
Has dropped. There we go. Sister Dawn's still on there.
Love you.
Sister Dawn? Sister
yeah.
Dawn? Sister Dawn.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
I thought you had something to say. Your sister here walked in the door, and I was trying to get you back on, but the Lord gave her a word.
Oh,
you want to holler at her a minute?
Yes, I can.
Sister Dawn?
Yes, I'm right here.
Who are you fussing with?
I'm not fussing with nobody.
I heard you talking to somebody.
Oh, to Nadja.
Oh, tell Nadja hi.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, you don't never tune into the show.
What?
I think you be doing stuff. Shall be doing stuff.
All right. I hear you.
She be doing stuff with our little girls.
No.
Yeah,
she doing that no every
exercise.
Day. I've been on here a year and a half.
She
ain't been on here but one or two times.
And she be exercising now. She losing weight. You know she lost 23 pounds.
Oh, that's good. I'll talk to y'all. Let me end the show. I don't want all that on my tape.
Okay, God bless. Don, did you
God
have anything
you
else you wanted to say? Because I tried to get back in with you.
Oh, no, nothing else, Sister Ruby. All I want to tell you, have a blessed day. God bless you.
And God bless you and have a blessed weekend. And we pray for Jarvis. He prayed for you, too. So God bless.
And Nigel, too, and my family, Nigel. And my grandchildren.
Okay, I will. God bless. It's good hearing from you. Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Okay, we're going to close.
End the show. We'll press the end button.
Oh, Lord have mercy. When you ain't here, we'd be going on. I would go, are you sure you want to end the show? End the episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay.